Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Live Long and Prosper podcast. It's your guy, Matt Wagstaff, here for episode number 2. Hey, recently I had a very, very thought-provoking question that was raised to me and some other folks in an organization that I'm a part of that I won't share at this moment. But I thought the question was very, very interesting and something that I think a lot of organizations could potentially benefit from this exercise. So the exercise or the question was, if the business or organization was to receive $5,000, what would you spend it on in order to help the organization or business to grow or to get to the next level? And I thought it was very, very interesting, not only the question, but also the responses that I heard around the table. And it was very interesting because the organization has some unique opportunities that I think that a lot of us around the table and on the phone have a different perspective of what could be done to support the organization. So I would definitely encourage organizations to potentially take this exercise on and really ask yourself, if you were to get an infusion of cash, whether it's $500, $5,000, $100,000, what do you think would actually add the most value to your organization? So what came to my mind immediately was that I believe that, first of all, the best investment that an organization can make, I believe, is in its people. So that goes along with investing in training, whether it be some sort of professional development, something that helps your people just sort of think smarter, work more efficiently, work smarter and not harder. So that would be essentially the first suggestion I would have in terms of spending the infusion of cash. And that came to me as an afterthought, actually, and I'm kind of surprised at myself for that one because I do value professional and personal development probably more so than anything. But immediately my thoughts went to content and creating content, because after investing in your people, I believe that a dollar spent on marketing has a humongous opportunity to grow a business or an organization, especially small businesses and nonprofits who seem to struggle with building awareness. So I immediately jumped to content. And I truly believe that if I was to receive that infusion of cash, that I would double down on content. I would double down on marketing. I would probably spend maybe a third of it on investing into the people of the organization, and then probably spend the other two thirds on content, on marketing, on helping to really make the organization more visible and really communicating the value of the organization to the broader community. I believe that once the organization's value and mission are shared and received more broadly, that you'll get more supporters, you'll get potentially more donors, and I think that the business can ultimately grow. And hopefully you'll actually get some good talent of people who actually believe in your vision and in the value that you bring to society. So those were my thoughts around what I would spend the $5,000 on if I was to receive that for this organization or for an organization. Invest in people, invest in marketing. Those would be my two. And then I think everything else sort of comes after that, whether that's infrastructure or whether it's anything else you can think of from a business standpoint. There were some suggestions around creating sort of a trust so that we can have some sort of nest egg for saving, which is great from a long-term perspective, but it doesn't do anything for your business or organization at this moment to help it get to that next level, because a lot of times these organizations have to live for today in order to see tomorrow. At least that's my perspective on it. So that was a very interesting question. If you had $5,000, what would you do with the money to help grow your business? We'll definitely want to challenge you all who are listening to answer that question, or at least think about it. And I appreciate you listening. Have a good one. Live long and prosper.